brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by the Bose Headset 10. With over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2010 in Lakeland. We're with Clint Kluart, Embraer Aircraft. Clint, you've got the Phenom 100 here again for the second time. Phenom 300 is over in Europe at the moment. Just give us an update on both programs and tell us how things are going generally.
Well, thank you. I think both programs are actually going quite well. As you mentioned, this is our second consecutive year to have a Phenom 100 here at the Sun and Fun Air Show, Embraer's fifth year in total. Unfortunately, the Phenom 300 was already committed to be in Europe during this week, but we look forward to having it at some of the air shows coming up in the future.
What are your observations on the market in general? This show is looking pretty busy.
The attendance this morning was a little sparse, but it's definitely picked up here this afternoon. This is the first trade show of the year of any major size and proportion, so it really serves as a temperature gauge to let us know how the rest of the year is going to be going. So far, we're very pleased with the turnout.
Legacy programs, how are they going, and when can we expect to see some real airplanes in North America?
Well, as you may recall, at NBAA of last year, we announced the Legacy 650, which is a 3,900 nautical mile variant of the Legacy 600. That program is developing well also. We've had prototypes flying already, and deliveries will start commencing during the latter part of this year. The Legacy 600 program is going strong. Deliveries still continue. The two new Legacies, the 450 and 500, developments also continue, with the 500 coming out in late 2012 and the Legacy 450 by the end of 2013.
Okay, in general, how's Embraer finding the market? We've been through some pretty tough times, and I'm wondering if, like other companies, you're starting to see a thaw there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. 2009 was a watershed year for all of us. Some attrition that happened in the marketplace. Embraer, I think, was very nicely positioned with the 100 and the 300 developments programs being well underway and delivery starting. We are starting to see a big upswing in the interest level. Our demonstration aircraft are all staying very busy. And the general marketplace is starting to show improvement.
What about financing? Is financing getting easier for this level of airplane?
From what I understand, it is. Clearly, that was an obstacle that we've all faced, all the manufacturers faced during 2009. Already 2010 is starting to show some improvements in that, and we're optimistic the credit market will continue to improve.
Thanks very much. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2010. Thanks for listening.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the ninth consecutive year in Professional Pilots' 2009 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.